إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أيها الناس فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون says Allah Azza wa Jal what means O you who have attained faith be Allah conscious that is have awe and reverence in your hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is worthy of who he is worthy of his glory and majesty, worthy of his beauty, worthy of his perfection in his beauty and in his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way worthy of the innumerable favors and bounties that he bestows upon us, worthy of who he is. And make sure we do not die, وَلَا تَمُوتُنْ except in a state of Islam, in a state of loving surrender of our hearts, souls, spirits, minds, words, and deeds, all in loving surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْإِسْلَامُ إِسْلَامُ الْقُلُوبِ Real Islam, actual Islam, the essence of Islam is when the hearts are in Islam to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is in loving surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, mal Islam? He replied, Al-Islamu an yuslima qalbuka lillahi ta'ala wa an yaslama an-nasu. When he answered that Islam is when your heart, when your qalb, when your heart surrenders itself, submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only my tongue, not only my rationale and my intellect and my academic dimensions and my intellectual or philosophical dimensions, but my inner spiritual, emotional dimensions, all in loving surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, that cannot occur if we do not pursue. And for that, actually, we are asked to pursue the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid upon us. And that is to be stewards for Him on his behalf, representatives for him on his behalf on earth. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. That we are meant to be the khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. But that does not mean that everyone is a khalifa of Allah on earth. That doesn't mean that everyone does represent the divine on earth. That does not mean that every human being is a genuine steward for Allah on earth. Because when one represents someone else, for example, وَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَنِ الْأَشْبَاهِ وَالْأَمْثَالِ and may Allah be exalted from analogies and any anthropomorphic insinuation, when one represents another one, the one who represents the former is to be one who actually exhibits and shows all the qualities and all the attributes that he, of those whom he or she represents. I, you, we cannot be khulafa, actually and in reality, of Allah Azza wa Jal if our attributes are not in line with the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal at our human level. At our human level. Allah is infinite in the scope of the beauty and the majesty of His attributes. True or false? True. He is infinite in the scope of His rahmah. Is infinite in the scope of His adl, He's infinite in the scope of His ihsan, He's infinite in the scope of His ghina, He's infinite in the scope of His hikmah, and so on. We are never going to be infinite in the scope of any of the attributes that we encompass at our human level, but they would be at our best human level. Only then, if our attributes, inner attributes, our sifat, are in harmony at our human, best human level, are in harmony with the sifat, with the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we are khulafa of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is al-insanu al-kamil, the most perfect human being, meaning as a human being, most perfect, because he's the most beautiful representation of the divine. In exhibiting divine beauty, for all the asma of Allah are beautiful. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And it is he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who exhibited in his character and in his life in the most beautiful possible human way the attributes of Allah on earth. Allah is Rahim, Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahim in the most beautiful sense. Allah is Adl, just. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the most beautiful in his justice, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And you can go on, and in hikmah, and in hilm, and in sabr, and so on and so forth. We cannot be khulafa of Allah if we disregard this essential dimension. And it is the most essential dimension under which come other dimensions. But this is the essential meaning of being a khalifa of Allah on earth. How is your heart inside? How is your heart inside? What is the quality of your heart inside? Are the qualities of your heart beautiful in the divine way at your human level, or are they stained and corrupt and ugly and obscure and not beautiful? If they are the second, then we are not representatives, khulafa, of Allah on earth. And for that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has always emphasized this dimension, whether in Mecca or in Medina, in prosperity or in adversity, personally, individually, or at the collective level, always, always. And that is the concept that you all know of akhlaq, the plural of khuluq. And akhlaq, the plural of khuluq, khuluq is our inner image. As khalq is our external image and the way we look outside, khuluq is the way we look inside, beautiful or ugly. And every time we look at a mirror, for physical reasons, for khalq reasons, we look at our khalq and we try to do what we can to brush here and to patch there and to improve here and to change there so that it looks good in the eye of the beholder. And yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, when we look at a mirror, he teaches us not to see the physical dimension, but to see the moral and spiritual dimension. For in that famous dua, beautiful dua, he teaches us, when we look at a mirror, we say, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi, fahassin khuluqi, wa harrim wajhi ala an-nar. When we look at a mirror, he teaches us to say, Ya Allah, you have made beautiful my external appearance. That I don't challenge. I don't even see myself not beautiful. That means every man, every woman who looks at a mirror, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You say to Allah, you made me beautiful. You don't say, Ya Allah, make me beautiful. You say, Anta hassanta khalqi. Ya Allah, you made my khalq, my external image, beautiful. But you implore him, and we ask him, and we solicit from him to make our internal image beautiful. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي. Make my khuluq, my inner image that is, make it beautiful. Because ultimately, you created me to be your khalifa. And I cannot be your khalifa with ugly characteristics, with traits of arrogance and delusion and ostentation and conceitedness and impatience and anger and high-temperedness and greed and so on and so forth. I could not be a steward of Allah Azza wa Jal with those inner traits. So I implore him to help me in that quest. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, as he knows that in this life we are going to either live and aspire to live as happy or miserable, or as those who are successful or those who are failure, those who shall perish or those who shall be saved. And he tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, in one hadith, which again I will introduce by the fact that it is intended to remind us of our inner characteristics. That this khilafa that we are meant for is achieved by the changes and the reforms that must take place within us. They must. We cannot be external only. We must be, before that and with that, introspective, internal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَشْكَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Verily, God subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, is not interested in that sense, in the meaning, or does not look at your external appearances and forms and shapes. He looks at your hearts. At your hearts. And consequently your deeds. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثَلَاثٌ مُهْلِكَاتٌ. Three will cause to perish. وَثَلَاثٌ مُنْجِيَاتٌ. And three will be reasons to be saved. What are the first that cause us to perish, Ya Rasulullah? ثَلَاثٌ مُهْلِكَاتٌ. And look what he says. Of that which lead us to perish morally and spiritually and in the true noble sense of pursuit of happiness and freedom. I underline in the noble sense of the pursuit of happiness and freedom. That which will stop us from that, which will lead us to perdition and to perish in that course. And we will not achieve it in this dunya nor in akhirah. In the way that is most noble, three that cause us to perish. Shuhun muta'a. Wa hawan muttaba'a. وإعجاب المرء بنفسه. Three inner characteristics. And the intent is not to be exhaustive by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The intent is to teach us, and then we can use analogical extensions towards that which also leads to perdition and to perish and to halak. شح مطاع. They're all inner characteristics. شح, inner greed. بخل is external miserliness. شح is the greed internal, is an inner characteristics, an inner characteristic of greed. شح مطاع, that we obey, however. The problem, in other words, the essence of the problem is not that sometimes some of us we experience inner greed, because shaitan exists and nafs is weak. Those challenges always exist in you and in me, students and scholars, leaders and led, men and women, young and old, powerful and weak, educated and not so educated. The shuh exists. The problem of that is when we obey the shuh. Shuhun muta'i, said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To obey it inside of us versus to control it, to resist it, to oppose it. Shuhun muta'i. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was related in one of his hajjah, as in tawaf around the Kaaba, with one dua, repeating one dua. Allahumma qini shuhha nafsi, Allahumma qini shuhha nafsi, Allahumma qini shuhha nafsi. The only dua he kept repeating in tawaf. Oh Allah, protect me against the inner greed of my own self. And when he was asked why that dua only, he says, when I am safe from the shuh of my nafs, I am liberated. For Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. He or she or they who are shielded or protected against the shuh within themselves, they shall be muflihun. Liberated, free, happy, successful. شح مطاع. Second, هوى متبع. هوى is our internal inclination that has to do, usually with our intellectual, ideological, philosophical drives. And when that drive is inconsistent and in discord with what Allah Azza wa Jal and or His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves, that is hawa. That is hawa. We all have hawa. And the problem is not that where there is hawa, but the problem is hawa that we follow. Wa hawan muttaba. Versus someone of us who has hawa and struggles to restrain it, to control it, to seek refuge against it with Allah Azza wa Jal, to do and to struggle strenuously not to actualize the consequences of that hawa, not to follow it like a leader, like an imam. Those of us, our imam is hawa. Many of us, our imam is hawa. What we harbor inside intellectually and emotionally of that which is inconsistent with what Allah Azza wa Jal actually and truly and most likely at least loves subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Hawa al-muttaba. Thirdly, wa i'jabu al-mar'i bi nafsihi. And that a person is self-conceited, mu'jabun bi nafsihi, admires his or her own self. I have done, we have achieved, I have been, معجب بنفسه. Even in doing good things, internally, there is internal expression of ijab, of conceitedness, as we call it, self-admiration. I am great. I have done. I have achieved. Instead of seeing the achievement, if they were legitimate achievements, instead of seeing them as merciful gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla. رحمة من الله من من الله رزق من الله عطاء من الله. Instead of seeing that, I see me. Instead of seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beautiful sifat of sitr, for example, that Allah is not exposing me. For Allah, if He were to expose me, He would expose the ugliest attributes He knows of me to people. But people see only the good things they see. Why? Because Allah covered my faults and allowed the good things to appear to them. Whom should I be praiseworthy of? Praising. Whom should I be praising in this case? Allah Azza wa Jalla. Instead of we have done, I have achieved, I. إعجاب المرء بنفسه. This leads to perdition, to perishing. And note, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, and I'm reminding myself first, يعلم الله, first myself and then you, that these are all inner characteristics that are in discord with the principal reason for which you and I are on earth. Khilafa, stewardship for Allah Azza wa Jalla on His behalf. And Allah is beautiful. Allah is not ugly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah verily is beautiful, loves beauty. Allah is beautiful, meaning Allah is Muhsin, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Ghafoor, Afu. This is beauty. And He loves that you are beautiful in this way. Allah is Rahim, He loves that you are Ruhama. Allah is Hakim, He loves that you are Hukama. Allah is Halim, He loves that you are Hulama. Wahakada. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. Ya Allah, please help us be of those who listen to the words of admonition and follow the best of them. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه طوبى للمستغفرين. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا اله الا هو. الحمد لله وكفى وصلى الله على عباده الذين اصطفى. My dear sisters and brothers, we need as Muslims and as human beings, especially in these years and in these days and in these times, we need more to reclaim this concept of khilafah, this concept of stewardship. That each one of us is to look inside of us, always, always looking inside of us to make sure that my inner image is developing to be beautiful. And that every time you or I look at a mirror for physical reasons, that mirror is intended to remind you and me of the inner image. So look at a mirror and say, Ya Allah, and see with the eye of your heart, Ya Allah, embellish my inner character. Make me worthy of your khilafah. And that khilafah is not by words and by deeds external only. For if the words and the deeds are not consistent with the beauty of the soul and of the heart, they are radd. They are radd. For Allah first looks at my qalb and yours before the external deeds themselves. Salah is beautiful, But if I come to Salah with the qalb that is ghafil, with the qalb that is greedy, with the qalb that is arrogant, with the qalb that is ostentatious, with the qalb that is deluded, with the qalb that is conceited, what value does that salah have? When a person is in salah, and in salah, in his heart or her heart, and or with his external gaze or hers, moves away, inside or outside with the gaze, it is said in one athar or hadith that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya Abdi ila ayn, ila khayrin minni, where to, my servant? Somewhere better than me? Why don't you keep your heart with me? Why do you give your heart to others? And you give me your body, your external thing, and your heart is given to someone else. Is that God? Is that what I created you for? لا ورب الكعبة. No, by the Lord of the Kaaba. We were created so that our hearts, in loving surrender, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين لا مبدلين ولا مغيرين يا رب العالمين يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا اللهم زين قلوبنا لك واليوم العرض عليك يا الله purge our hearts and embellish our hearts for the moment we shall all encounter you for the moment and the day of ultimate exposure of what we are inside. Ya Allah, embellish our hearts always and for that encounter. Allahumma ij'alna hadina mahdiyin, ghayra dallina wala mudillin, la mubaddilina wala mughayyirin. Allahumma amin rawatina wastur awratina wa aslih dhat baynina wa ahbibna wa habibna wa ahbibna وحاببنا وأحببنا وحاببنا واجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين المخلصين الطاهرين المطهرين الراضين المرضيين الآمنين الهادين المهديين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين واجعلنا من خير عبيدك نصيبا عندك في السعادة العظمى وفي الحرية المثلى بجاهك بجودك وكرمك يا أول يا آخر يا الله يا الله يا الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين آمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم